Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
It was the years of Armani. You just want it to be in a neutral color, very tailored.
And then all of a sudden you're pregnant. You feel chemically like another species of humanoid. And then you're supposed to look
like a freak,
like a dumpy freak.
Because I thought to myself, if I walked around with the heart of a person who didn't think that they were going to find love, then even when love came into my life, I wouldn't be able to see it.
From 1908 to 1942, Sears sold more than 70,000 house kits nationwide and more than 3,000 in the Cincinnati area. There's a reason for that. Sears bought a large millwork plant, Norwood Sash and Door.
Find your new favorite podcast for one of these we're sampling today, The Just Enough Family, Wild, and Okay, I Wanna Know. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Staggering success, unexpected loss, over-the-top parties, shocking betrayals, and profound intimacy. Sounds like an intriguing podcast, right? Well, it is. It's part documentary, but also part high-profile family therapy session. The podcast, The Just Enough Family, follows the meteoric rise and staggering fall of the Steinbergs, once one of America's richest families, through the eyes of Liz Lang, successful fashion designer, captivating storyteller, and niece of the infamous corporate raider Saul Steinberg. Host Ariel Levy, Liz's friend, gets an inside look at what happened to the seemingly invincible clan. For a taste of the Just Enough Family that may make you wanting more, check out this clip from the episode called Perestroika. The story starts with the phenomenal success of Liz Lang's maternity clothing line and her unique vision on how she could help her pregnant friends look better.
Liz Lang Maternity has revolutionized fashion for expectant mothers. The clothing line infuses maternity wear with high fashion. Liz Lang started the company nearly 10 years ago to provide comfortable maternity clothing for her friends. Now she sells her clothes in high-end boutiques and provides a more modest line as a designer partner for Target.
I don't know how to put into words what a thing your brand was. I mean, it's hard to explain why good-looking, slinky, high-end maternity wear was such a big deal. What do you attribute that to?
A couple things. The whole kind of fetishizing of motherhood was just happening at the same time that I started my brand, like mommy groups and mommy blogs.
Is that what led you to start the brand? That
No.
You noticed that happening?
I was not pregnant myself when I started the brand, which is super weird, but I was thinking about it. And I noticed that my friends were all getting pregnant and they are all complaining. There's nothing to wear. Even friends that weren't normally like big shoppers, they're buying this really expensive stuff like Donna Karan and Calvin Klein. Anything they can find that is stretchy, that is fitted, that looks more normal. And I'm saying to them, like, why aren't you just going to regular, like I've heard of these maternity stores. Why aren't you shopping there? Like, what are you doing? I took a look at what some of that stuff looked like. I was just curious. The clothes were so down market. The fabrics were hideous. I always used to joke that they were kind of like, don't stand too close to an open flame fabrics. They were styled like the woman herself was kind of morphing into a baby, like with bows and cute details.
Peter Pan collars.
Peter Pan collars. Little strings on each side that you were meant to tie in the back or tie in the front in a bow. And this was in the 90s when people were, the look was so clean.
And like Armani.
Armani. Yes, it was the years of Armani. You just wanted to be in a neutral color, very tailored.
And then all of a sudden you're pregnant, you feel chemically like another species of humanoid, and then you're supposed to look
like a freak,
like a dumpy freak.
Available now from the Start Here podcast collection. That's The Just Enough Family. Listen now at wvxu.org/starthere, H-E-A-R. For each of us, childhood was exciting and scarring, chaotic and regimented, regressive and transformative. In a word, Wild. That's the name of this podcast about growing up, kind of. Wild is about those moments, big and small, that transform us forever. About how sometimes we come out on the other side of chaos or adversity with scars, but we come out stronger. About who we've been, who we've become. Wild is about origin stories, our origin story. Hosted by award-winning New York Times writer Eric Galindo, Wild moves easily among genres, memoir, comedy, and romance, and between scripted and unscripted segments. Like this clip, for example, from the episode, How Do I Love Someone?, starring Megan Tan. Megan describes to Eric the heartache with the breakup of a deep relationship.
It was like he knew it was coming, and he just wanted to get to it.
So, what do you want to talk about?
And then once we got to it...
You know, I know that there's been a lot of distance between us, and...
It was just like... He just shut down. It felt a little transactional. Which is understandable. Like, everyone copes in different ways.
You know, you can see clearly.
It's just hard because I really love him and I really care for him. I'm just sad.
Megan, it'll be okay. Yeah, you just have to tell yourself it'll be okay, and you have a strong sense of self and determination, and you just have to determine that there is somebody who fully treasures you.
Yeah.
President Joe Biden has dreams of late summer. I mean, don't we all? But that is specifically when he's hoping nearly every American will be vaccinated against COVID-19.
Do you feel like it changed you?
So many people use your name in vain. Love.
Absolutely. The first thing you go to is, I will never find love. You think to like this fact in your life that you created. Mm-hmm. And so what I did was I wrote down the opposite. I was like, Megan, you will absolutely find the love of your life. Because I thought to myself, if I walked around with the heart of a person who didn't think that they were going to find love, then even when love came into my life, I wouldn't be able to see it.
Right.
From the podcast Wild, listen to the entire season at WVXU.org. Just choose the Start Here collections from the podcast menu. Well, perhaps the most hyper-local and Cincinnati-specific of WVXU's original podcasts is OKI Wanna Know. OKI Wanna Know is a write-in show which directly engages you as a listener and co-creator in Cincinnati, answering your nagging questions about stubbornly unexplained things in the greater Cincinnati area. No other NPR podcast can tell you as much about your backyard in Ohio, Indiana, or Northern Kentucky than host Bill Reinhart and OKI Wanna Know. Here's a quick sample of OKI Wanna Know. Bill speaks with local researcher Cindy Catanzaro to answer the nagging question, where are all the local Sears kit homes?
Cincinnati has this huge pocket.
In 1908, Sears and Roebuck started selling house blueprints, but soon they started selling the building materials for those specific plans too.
Before 1916, it was still just raw lumber in lengths and you would have to cut it on site and build it. But then after 1916, it got really manufactured. The lumber itself was manufactured ready to build your house. It became quite the thing. And their sales took off.
She says from 1908 to 1942, Sears sold more than 70,000 house kits nationwide and more than 3,000 in the Cincinnati area. There's a reason for that. Sears bought a large millwork plant, Norwood sash and door.
By 1916, they were even advertising that you could get your house delivered locally for free. So everybody else in the United States had to pay freight, train freight, to get their house kit. But if you were in Cincinnati, you could get it delivered for free.
Catanzaro is one of a few researchers looking for the kit homes. They've identified close to 14,000 nationwide so far, and Cincinnati is number one on the list. Catanzaro says they've identified 1,221 in and around Cincinnati.
And they're in all the neighborhoods, all the suburbs, all the enclaves, all the townships. They're basically everywhere down there. And we know of about 30 that have been demolished. We are still, you know, we're losing a few.
But she says they're still finding some, too. She confirmed one just last month.
In our local podcast spotlight, that's WVXU's Bill Reithart with OK, I Wanna Know. Listen for more now on the WVXU podcast menu. Just go to WVXU.org and select the Start Here collections. Before we wrap up today, we'll take a quick look at the Apple Podcast charts as presented by iTunescharts.net to see what's hot across the nation. This podcast debuted at number one in the fall of 2019 and then abruptly ended 4 weeks later. There was one episode produced in 2021 until now, when The Thing About Pam returned last month with a bullet. It's the story about Russ Faria, who came home from game night to find his wife Betsy dead. He was soon charged and convicted of her murder, but Russ insists he didn't kill his wife. From Dateline NBC with Keith Morrison, that's The Thing About Pam, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about The Thing About Pam and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from all the other options on the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at WVXU.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.